Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Holtzman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Belanger moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Belanger moves to third. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belanger scores. Grich moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Scribner reaches third base with a triple. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Orioles. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. LaFleur bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger catches it and throws to first to double up LaFleur. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scribner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Wackenfuss and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Grich scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Duncan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manuel bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Scribner moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball four. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Lee May. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dyer Miller now pitching. Ben Oglavy pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Chuck Scribner now playing third base. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. DeCinces moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive towards short. Verizer catches it and steps on second to double up DeCinces. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Scribner hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Jerry Manuel. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaFleur strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4. And Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.